Hey there, everyone. This is Ray Higdon with the Ray Higdon Radio Show here on the Home Business Radio Network. And man, do I have a show for you today. I am over here. I flew all the way across country just to interview this gentleman. I'm flying right back here in 14 minutes. Just kidding. I'm actually going to hang out here for a few days. But I'm here in Sacramento, California with a good friend of mine, a leader, someone that I look up to, someone I learn from quite extensively, as this guy just knows this industry inside and out, and it is my good friend Dave Lovett. Dave, how are you?
Hey, Ray. Thanks a lot for having me on here. This is great. Glad to see you again, by the way, too.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me in your beautiful home here. And man, what do I talk to about the legend Lovett, the Dave Lovett? Man, what do I talk about? Well, let me give you a little bit of background.
I'm giggling because you're a legend. You know, it's kind of hard to believe. One of the first things I ever heard in the business is don't read your own press clippings. So that's what I'm remembering right now.
That's funny. Well, a little bit about Dave and why I really look up to him is, you know, Dave was a real leader in his company, and he built his company up to a pretty massive empire there, and he actually left. And please correct me if I'm getting anything wrong here, but he was a diamond in that organization, had 20 diamonds in his organization. Stopped building that business actively over 22 or maybe even 23 years ago, and still makes a well over a six-figure a year income from that business. Just incredible. Incredible. Talk about residual income. I mean, there's jobs that I've left, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago that, you know, they stopped paying me, but they keep paying Dave. And so how does that feel? How does that feel to have actually created the dream that so many people look after, the dream that so many people chase of real residual income? How does that feel?
Well, you know, Ray, I still have to pinch myself over the whole thing. You know, it seems like it was just yesterday that I was a real estate agent and I was selling real estate in a market very similar to the way it is even right now, where it's real tough to make a living. And I was working all the time. I was trying to take care of my family, trying to take care of my career and just having a hard time. And yet I found somehow or another to spend just a few moments a day kind of looking at this residual income. I'd heard about it. I thought, boy, what a great feature that would be to be able to kick back, not have to wait till you're 65, not have to wait till you're 70 or 75, or be put in the military for 20 years and get shot at. You could really just go talk to a handful of people, have a few cups of coffee over, you know, maybe once or twice a day, and end up having income coming in the rest of your life. And lo and behold, 5 years after I started. Now, understand, I started back in 1983. Now, I know that there are people probably listening to this right now that weren't even born in 1983, but that's when I started. By the time I got the enough income coming in that I could really kind of pull the plug off my real estate career, it was 1988. And it's so funny because I'd actually had enough income to stop real estate after about 3 years. But I didn't believe that they would keep paying me. I just kept working real estate. And even after you pull the plug and you kind of look around, because most of us at that age, I was actually 40 years old, have never experienced knowing that whether you get out of bed or not, they still send you a check. Whether you make a call or not, they still send it to you. No matter what you do, they still send you money. And I, even today, I sometimes wake up and just pinch myself what a life I have lived. It's hard for me to even believe it's occurred, but that's the grand journey of our entire business, is to be able to put ourselves in a position that no one else in any industry offers like we do, and that's called residual income. And I've been blessed. And the thing about it is, I've now met thousands of people across the world that have the same thing. So I just think this is the best industry anyone could ever be in if they ever want to be able to pull the plug and enjoy life.
Hey, amen. So I got a couple questions for you, and I'll try three of some curveballs here. Okay, so can you share at, you know, what, you know, the size of that organization? Can you share any kind of, like, how many people does that mean?
Well, you know, it was kind of a breakaway fashion is that people got to certain leadership levels and kind of break away from you. You still got paid for it, but the numbers are kind of hard to estimate unless you just kind of do a backwards thing, because I got bonuses on a worldwide bonus. So you take the volume and then you start narrowing about down, and I'm pretty confident that we were over 50,000 people around the world. In other words, my business, the sun never set on around the world.
Awesome.
It was always daytime somewhere on our business. And that's quite
awesome.
And again, I wish I could sit there and say, oh, I did all this. But that's the nature of our business. It just starts taking off and other leaders come on. And you're just kind of carried along. It's like a giant tidal wave sometimes. You're just carried along into it. I just happened to work hard and just stayed around a lot of people. And it got big, like really big.
Nice. So if you had, you probably don't know exactly, but if you had to guess, how many people did you personally sponsor to
build that up? Well, see, here's what really sad. I know that today's 40, world.
Was it 49,000?
Yeah. All on the internet. We didn't even have the internet then. And this is really something. Over a 5-year period of time, I sponsored, I believe it was right around 32, 33 people.
Wow.
That grew into 50,000. Over 50,000 people.
Wow.
So it wasn't, again, it wasn't because of me being so special. It's just that's the nature of the business. The handful of people, find a handful of people, find a handful of people.
Right.
And that's what we just kept duplicating all the way through the whole thing. So it wasn't me going out and sponsoring 1,000 people, which is kind of what it takes place, I think, a lot on the internet today. What it takes is just a handful of people that I brought in, but I taught them to do what I did, so they were able to duplicate what I had and was able to do the same thing. I don't know of anyone in my organization that sponsored more than 100 people anywhere.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. I've seen this in different books and things like that. If you had to guess, What did you have a certain number of leaders that really made up the bulk of your business? Was there, or did you just have people everywhere at that point? Or were there a core group of leaders, or were there? Did you guess at that?
It's kind of like, as you all know, Ray, because you're the master of this and anyone, and you know the ratios that take place. Only about 5% of the people of any organization are going to actually be out there doing something and really making an impact. And that's true. It was true back in the 80s. It's true in the 90s, true in the 2000s. It'll be true 100 years from now. Only a small percentage are going to be able to do it. The nice thing about our industry is anyone can choose to be a part of that 5%.
Right.
Anyone can. They just have to go out and be willing to do the work. Now, about 15% can make a living at it and actually retire. I mean, there's about 15% you're going to make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000, $150,000 a year with no problem at all. Then there's the masses or the 80%. Well, if you've got the right product, you've got the right desire, you got some people out there doing that, they can even make a little part-time income. Mm-hmm. And really and truly, most people, if they can just have an extra $1,000 a month coming in a little part-time business, so their wife doesn't have to go to work, or their spouse or whatever may significant other doesn't have to go, they're in seventh heaven. So
right.
The idea is to put together an organization that allows people to make $500 to $1,000 a month pretty consistently. And if
right.
they can do that, where however they do it, from friends and family or putting in running ads or whatever they do, they make $1,000 a month, then the 15%, 5% are exploding and everybody's excited about that.
Awesome. And one of the things that I really get fired up about is I love training. It's just something that, I love it more than anything else. I love getting up in front of people and groups and training and teaching and helping people. I just kind of, teacher at heart, whatever. Now, I know you've spoken to some pretty large audiences. Can you share what would you say is the largest audience? Where was that? How many people? And what'd you talk about?
Well, that was in Mexico City. It was in the 90s. We had just opened up Mexico. Probably been running there about 3 or 4 years. We actually got a soccer stadium there in Mexico City. And I believe the attendance was a little over 53,000 people showed
wow.
up. Now, this is what was really strange, because I didn't speak Spanish. Didn't then, don't now. So I had an interpreter. And I talked fast enough as it is. So when I had an interpreter up there, I had to slow everything down. So half the audience understood what I had to say. The other half didn't. They had to wait till they got interpreted. So I would tell a joke, and half the audience would laugh. Then the interpreter would go ahead, and then the other half of the audience would laugh. So it was kind of a wild night.
That's awesome. 53,000. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, and 53,000 people can turn on you real quick, too, uh-oh, Ray.
That's hilarious. That's awesome. All right, so let me hit you with another one. I'm just hitting you with questions as they come top of my head. Favorite vacation. What's the favorite vacation you've ever had?
Wow, now that's a great one, because I've had some...
Or top three.
I think I really have the top three, because I had an opportunity to go on a private yacht that's like 210 feet long, okay?
Nice.
Had a helicopter pad on it, had other boats on it. Boats bigger than any boat I've ever been on were boats, part of the boats. And there were eight of us that were being entertained, the crew of 11, so we had plenty of room.
Nice.
Every meal we had different plates and different silverware. They were never mashed again. Now, wow. I understand that I'm telling you, this was first class. This is like Lifestyles of Rich and Famous. It was like standing there thinking, it doesn't get any better than this. And it doesn't. It doesn't. Matter of fact, one of the owners of that yacht I was on after it was sold by the people I went on it with were actually one of the owners of Budweiser.
Wow.
So you can see the kind of wealth and the magnitude of what it was, but it was exquisite, to say the least. That was absolutely one of my favorites.
Sure.
Another favorite was sitting in the middle of the a private island that was owned by the company, that only about 50 people could be on the island at one time.
Nice.
And what was so special about it, the night we were on there, we were actually on a week, they actually had brought in a band for us, a full band. So we're on the beach, there's like 12 of us sitting there, and this orchestra behind us. Wow. And we're going, wow, how do we get here?
Wow.
Awesome. So there's been some wonderful experiences and wonderful things going on. But, you know, it's not about just about money. It's about having the time to do that.
Absolutely.
See, a lot of people can have money, but they don't have time.
Right.
Other people have time, but they don't have any money.
Right. Let me ask you this. Have you know, in the years you've been, you know, you've seen the internet come up. You've seen all these different tools, different ways of advertising. Have the fundamentals changed? I mean, what's the deal? Is it the same deal as it was, or has it changed differently, or what's maybe your advice to the person out there trying to build what you've built in today's economy, in today's time? What would your advice be here in this last minute we got here?
Well, you would always want to remember that regardless of what computer system you're on, there's always a man behind the mouse. There's a person there. And that's what you want to connect with. And I don't really care where the lead comes in. I don't care where the person comes in from the internet, where you come out there and you did emails, or you had autoresponders, or you had a specialized system, or you went down to Starbucks and met them. Bottom line is, if you recognize there's a person behind that and you connect into that person as soon as you possibly can, that's what will change you and change their lives. That's what we're all working to do. That's where it needs to be. The man behind the mouse, the relationship that gets built, that will never change.
That's awesome. So you heard it here. If you want to build the kind of lifestyle that Mr. Dave Lovett has enjoyed, get into relationship building. Understand how to communicate with people. Know it's a real person. So this has been Ray Higdon and my good friend Dave here on the Ray Higdon Radio Show. We will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.